It's time to talk fishing. Gold Central Victoria.
Well, let's talk a little bit of fishing with Shane Stevens. Good evening.
Good evening, Daniel. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Lovely to chat once again. Plenty to get through, first of which is the Golden Tag. Can you give us a bit of an update on that?
Yeah, certainly, Daniel. We certainly have an update most weeks, but we're up to fish number 94 that's been actually caught. So there's still nearly 1,000 fish out there that are still waiting to be caught. But one interesting fact, Daniel, a bloke by the name of Joe, I don't know what his last name is, so he lives down at Bem River, down in Gippsland, and he's been lucky twice. So March last year, he actually landed himself a $10,000 brim, and all of a sudden, March this year, he's landing himself a $2,000 brim.
So no wonder he doesn't want to release his surname.
Exactly. Joe Public or Joe Citizen or something along
those lines. Something
like
that, yeah. So, wow.
Yeah. But, I've been very, very lucky. But we, as anglers around here in the Central Victorian region, we've got some of those tagged fish in our waterway. So certainly this weekend, perfect opportunity for anglers to head out there and maybe catch one of those. And it could be a $10,000 or it could be a $2,000 fish, so you just never know, Daniel.
We'll find out when where they're going to be biting in a few moments' time. Now, Shane, obviously Easter around the corner. A lot of people are going to be heading away to plenty of waterways around not only Victoria but right around Australia. I guess it's probably a good time to just run over everything just to make sure everything's A-OK?
Yeah, certainly a perfect opportunity. As you're probably aware, I'm one of those people that certainly like to make sure everything's right. So we've got a couple of weeks to go to Easter. So my thoughts are make sure that the location you're going, to see if there's any restrictions. Check on the old camping gear. Make sure that everything's tip-top there. Fishing gear, get all that up, get that ready. And that could be the case of also going out and looking for bait. For those people that fish bait, and make sure that you do look after your bait to make sure it's alive and as good as it can be for those hungry Murray cod or trout or whatever. Trailer maintenance, very, very important. There's nothing worse than sitting on the side of the road and you've got a bearing or you've got a flat tyre and your spare tyre is flat as well. So make sure we have a look at those and make sure we have your safety gear with you as well. And part of that safety gear, earlier spoke about first aid, Daniel, and my thoughts are that it's a handy thing to have a first aid kit with you just in case something does go wrong and can certainly get you out of trouble.
Yeah, of course. Obviously then, you know, knowing your CPR and just your first aid is always a good thing to have. And I'll put my hand up and say that, you know, I let mine lapse, so I've got to go and redo mine just to make sure that, you know, everything that I learnt back then is the same, because obviously things could change. But, yeah, need to get that first aid kit up and running, especially if heading away this Easter. Now, of course, for those who don't know, Shane has appeared in numerous videos on YouTube and also some newspaper articles and some magazine articles. He's also appeared in the calendar, and we know him as Mr. September in the fishing world. Now, there's an opportunity for other people to become Mr. and Mrs. January or February or March or April.
Absolutely, Daniel. And look, we have lots of fun and lots of friendly banter about myself being Mr. September, but certainly there's an opportunity for anyone to head out there, that does head out there and actually catch a fish. It could be a fish of a lifetime, or it could be just a great photo of catching a fish.
Now, could also be the Photoshop ones that you send me.
That could be, exactly that. So there's a whole heap of categories, so as in Victorian Fishing Authority, they've got freshwater species and also saltwater species. So they are looking for photos now, and they do have the competition that finishes in July sometime. So you can hop on the website, vfa.vic.gov.au, and see if you can have a look at all the information that you need to provide. And then get out there and maybe over this weekend or over Easter, you could do one of those happy snaps and you pick up the never know, Mr. September next year.
maybe. Shane Stephen joins us. We're talking all things fishing tonight. Traineeships, what's going on there?
Yeah, certainly. I've just I searched through the Victorian Fisheries website, obviously to get some information for our fishing report to keep everyone up to date with things that are happening. And I just noticed one there. There's a catch a new career as a fisheries officer just sort of jumped out and grabbed me. If I didn't have my career, it's certainly something that I would have a passion for and I'd like to be involved. And they're actually, the VFA are looking for 7 traineeship opportunities with a view of filling the 7 vacancies across the state. So there are opportunities out there for people that might think, oh, hey, that's not a bad career, wouldn't mind being involved in that. Now, you can certainly hop on the vfa.vic.gov.au/recruitment. which has more information about what the job would entail, where it would be, and all those sorts of things. So, certainly, anyone that's got an interest in that, pop on the website and have a look at what your next career opportunity could be.
Just give us that website again.
vfa.vic.gov.au/recruitment.
There's a great opportunity there, as you say. And finally, Shane, for those who want to venture out this weekend, where are they going to catch a fish, mate?
Certainly, the trout have been biting at Lake Wingaree. Some magnificent trout out at Murrumbull Reservoir. They've been caught on lures and flies. Lake Epilock, some redfin, yellowbelly and Murray cod been caught on lures. And I did fish with someone last week, and they've been up to fish the Murray River at Cobram and caught some lovely cod on cocktail frankfurts, Daniel. And he's not... He's not pulling my chain either there. So we do talk about Murray cod eating a host of different baits, as in cheese mainly. But what it all involves is that the shrimp are actually eating whatever you've got on your hook. So in this case, it's cocktail frankfurts. I did ask whether they were a particular brand or variety because I thought he might have been taking the mickey out of me, but not. And yeah, no, that's true. And so the shrimp eat the, what you're using for bait, and then they get the cod go and eat the eat the shrimp.
Eat the shrimp.
Yeah. So there you go. So you learn something every day. I just, as I said, I thought he was taking the mickey out of him, but he wasn't. So
well, the very important issue question with that, were they skinless or skin ones?
Oh, I don't know. I spoke to someone else about it, and he said, no, that's fair dinkum too. So that's 2 out of, you know. So anyway, give it a go. Why not? We use cheese, so why not? I know that other people have used chicken fillets and all that sort of stuff, so why not? I don't know. Someone might throw a dim sim out there as well.
Well, I've just written that down, cocktail frankfurts to use for the weekend. So, Shane, really do appreciate your time as always, and let's do it all again sooner rather than later.
Cheers, Daniel.